Simcoe County experienced an overall average decrease of 7.9% in home prices in 2022, but figures show prices have started to nudge higher month over month. In Innisfil, which has a vast range of home styles, from multi-million dollar mansions to small cottages, the drop was dramatic, down 36.4% to $712,938 in December 2022, compared to December 2021, according to recent figures released by the Barrie and District Association of Realtors. In Barrie, which accounts for roughly 25% of residential real estate sales in Simcoe County, the average price dropped 17.1% to $708,000 in December. Collingwood experienced a drop of 8.9% to $872,054. The average price in Midland was $480,833 in December, down 10.9%, while Orillia and Wasaga Beach saw respective drops of 15.8% to $623,308 and 18.8% to $661,688. Meanwhile, Isa Township saw a 30.2% increase to average values of $1,042,917 last December, while Oro Medonte Township was down 19.6% to $860,893. Springwater Township's average prices fell 18.4% to $1,116,167. The market started strong in 2022 with prices peaking in February, said Luke Woolsey, president of the Barrie and District Association of Realtors, describing the rise from December 2021 to February 2022 as meteoric. But that was followed by declines of about 30% since that peak. When you look at year over year, December to December, the decline in prices is not nearly as stark, he observed. Woolsey suggested the big swing in Innisfil could be an anomaly caused by its diverse property types and large range of neighborhoods. In December 2021, for instance, prices in Innisfil ranged from $255,000 to $2.75 million, with 16 sales above $1 million. In December 2022, the range was $255,000 to $1.26 million and there were only 3 sales above $1 million. Woolsey points to December 2021 when the average sale price was 59.9% higher than December 2020. That increase, he suggested, was offset by last year's decrease of 36.4%, resulting in an overall positive position over those 2 years. Meanwhile, the month-over-month figures from last November to December saw an overall increase of 6.8% in Simcoe County with a slight increase of 0.7% in Barrie and 1.6% in Collingwood. Innisfil, Midland and Wasaga Beach saw drops of 12.8%, 19.6% and 9.1%, respectively. Orillia saw a jump of 14.2% and there was an increase last month of 38.3% in Isa Township. Woolsey believes the downward trend is over and expects the market to continue to rebound as available inventories remain low. Definitely, the numbers in the latter part of the year were showing a slowing in the amount it is dropping, he said. My feeling is that it's actually started to go back up again in January. He expects higher interest rates introduced over the past year are likely to continue, and buyers are becoming used to that reality. A housing supply of 4 months is considered a balanced market and anything above that gives the advantage to the buyer. Last year, the supply dipped to a half a month, then climbed, closing in on 4 months. But it has since dropped to about 2 months of inventory. Interest rates may not yet have seen their peak and will likely result in some short-term pauses in real estate sales, said Woolsey. But the housing shortage persists. With the area's ongoing population growth, he expects there will continue to be competition in the market. I think people are going to come to the realization that this is near or at the bottom of the price barrel and they're going to start jumping back in and fighting over homes again, he said. There's just not enough inventory to ever have a buyer's market. In a report released last week, Royal Bank of Canada economist Robert Hogue concluded that the country's housing market is inching closer to a cyclical bottom, describing 2022 as a year of extremes. Higher interest rates are expected to limit increases, but strong population growth will eventually heat things up.